Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers Revenue Ruling 2003-54, a revenue ruling from the IRS issued in the year 2003. Let me explain what this ruling does. Gas stations use canopies over their pump islands. For years, taxpayers debated whether these canopies were part of the real estate or personal property. The IRS finally answered that question in 2003. The ruling looks at two parts of the canopy setup. The first is the canopy itself. It is a bolted structure. A small crew can take it down in hours or days. It can be moved to another site with little damage. The IRS says this makes it tangible personal property. It falls into Asset Class 57.0. That class has a 5-year recovery period under Section 168 and 9 years under the alternative depreciation system. The second part is the concrete footings. These are poured into the ground. They stay embedded where they were placed. The IRS says this makes them inherently permanent. They are land improvements in Asset Class 57.1. That class has a 15-year recovery period and 20 years under ADS. This ruling splits one asset into two lives. The canopy gets 5 or 9 years. The footings get 15 or 20. It also sets a rule for taxpayers. If you change how you depreciate these assets, you must treat it as a method of accounting change. That means following sections 446 and 481. Why is this important? It gives direct IRS approval for short-life treatment of modular canopies. It shows how to split assets correctly. If a study claims the whole canopy and footings at 5 years, it overstates the ruling. The footings must stay at 15 years. This ruling also sets a pattern. When analyzing similar assets, apply the WICO factors. Separate the demountable structure from its permanent base. If a canopy was built as a permanent part of the site, it may not qualify for a short life. The facts matter. How does this show up in a study? For fuel sites and drive-through locations, the canopy line is claimed at 5 years. The footings are listed separately at 15 years. This mirrors the ruling split. The study must document both parts clearly. Skipping the split ignores the ruling's key lesson. What about fixing past returns? If a taxpayer previously depreciated a canopy over a long life, changing to the correct method requires Form 315. The ruling says this is a method change. You cannot just reclassify without following the rules. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's assets were mapped to their MACRS classes, review the classification schedules in your report.